Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Excuse me. Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadu, and happy Tuesday to you. I've been a little sick, and so I'm slightly froggy right now, so forgive me for that. And let me do my tuning in chant. I'm going to do it quietly, okay? Om Namo. Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. It's within all of us. We all have that divine spark. We all have that beautiful, beautiful usness, our beautiful selves. The angels are just wanting us all to know how amazing and beautiful and magical we are. We have so much going for ourselves, and we humans are mostly really hard on ourselves. I'm going to be sipping some tea today during the show just to keep my throat going. So anyway, last week I'm kind of giggling a little bit because last week I was on such a rant, and this week I'm so much quieter, but you know, that's how it goes, right? So as I flow with the go, as the angels like to say, I just kind of never really know what I'm going to talk about. And it's been an interesting week with my husband was sick, and then usually I don't get sick when he gets sick. It's pretty rare, but I think I must have been doing way too much stuff. And I also have just been really putting out a lot of energy to send love and kind of figure out where my activist role is in this 3D world we're in right now. And it's been kind of challenging because it's hard because because I feel from my heart what I'm to do. Like I've said before, I keep thinking about Mother Teresa and how Mother Teresa talked about how she would not protest war, but she would support peace. And that's kind of how I feel. I spend a fair amount of time on Facebook, which has been a very lovely place. I've connected with so many beautiful people. I found old friends, I found old high school classmates and Sikh friends and that kind of thing. And so that's been really nice. But right now with our new administration, there's just so much, people are really freaked out, and understandably so. It appears like a really crazy world out there. And my internal guidance is that we're in this huge shift right now. We're in this major, major time of change. I don't know. I've been saying for a while that I thought there would end up being a surprise with the new president. And of course, now it's been a week or two, and people are talking about impeaching him, you know. I don't know if that's the solution. I guess I just know I have to speak for myself. When I see vitriolic, hateful speech, I feel really repelled by that. And I don't want to get in that energy and that vibration. And I don't feel like that is my role. I think that's probably why maybe I haven't been sure if I'm supposed to go protest and actually physically stand there with a sign and that kind of thing. But, you know, I know that I'll know for sure if I'm supposed to do that. But I don't want to propagate hate. I don't want to propagate. I mean, it's totally righteous to have anger right now and fear, and it's just that is completely normal. We don't know what's going to happen. I just read this really interesting blog post in the middle of the night when I couldn't sleep about Trump his presidency, and that basically what this woman said, and she's a psychic, that Trump never really wanted to be president, which I kind of thought the same thing. I thought it's too much work for him. Really, he was just looking for attention, and that's kind of what she was saying. And that she says he's a businessman and he's running this stuff like a businessman, and running it like a very unethical businessman. Basically, he's been able to do whatever the hell he wants, and he just probably has a bunch of attorneys on staff because he's certainly been in a bunch of lawsuits. So, I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know, I feel very excited about how people are coming together and how people are speaking up, even if they're speaking up in anger and frustration and even hatred in a sense, people are coming together and people are speaking up, and I'm seeing more people speak up than I can even remember in my lifetime. I mean, it's really pretty cool. There's a lot of connection out there. My main concern with this is I see that people also, I thought it would be super super ironic if the whole thing, this whole thing, and in some areas, instead of coming together, I found liberals as well as conservatives can be really judgmental about, you're supposed to do it this way. And certainly when I was a Sikh with a turban, I found that the people who presumably were supposed to be the most, open, at least this is the idea, the most open and the most accepting and the most like, oh, we're so liberal, we're so loosey-goosey, the hippie crowd, were the most judgmental of me wearing a turban. So anyway, with that said, I guess I have experienced a little bit of this kind of idea. I share about how I feel it's important to keep sending the love. And I know I've gotten some maybe not so pointed, but certainly remarks about how that's so passive, So anyway, I know that we all feel called to do it in the way we need to do it. That is just super, super important to do it from our hearts and to do it how we need to do it for ourselves. So the angels are saying, why don't I do the chant for miracles right now and just kind of shift. I keep doing the chant for miracles for basically for the whole world because there's a lot of craziness going on, and it just helps shift the energy. And it's slightly feels sometimes like it's the Titanic and it's gonna not much impact, but the angels are saying no. They're saying no, there's a huge amount of impact. You don't even begin to understand. And everybody, they want everyone to know that you have huge, huge, huge impact. You think that you're just one person, and you are, but that your energy makes a huge difference. Your being makes a huge difference. So don't ever begin to belittle that. Okay, I'll do the chant for miracles, and then we'll see what else is supposed to come. Dun dun ram das guru jinasiriyatinasavariya puri hoe karmat apsirjanhare dhariya sikhi ate sangati parabrahmakar namaskariya atala atha ho tolatu tera ant na para variya jinitis sevia bokara say to the para utaria love below become a crow the maho maracade to the sapara varia dana sotera tana hai such a tera pesacaria nanakatula henna to hai guru amara to vicharia guru de tata mana sadaria guru de tata mana sadaria The thing that just comes to me over and over again is focusing on the love and focusing on the joy. I mean, I know that what people are doing, I'm sure that it has some kind of impact. I'm sure it makes a difference. Maybe the main difference it makes is in yourselves. If you feel like I have to do something, I mean, then that's important. And that's, following your heart. excuse me. So there's just, a plethora of things out there that we can do. But it has to come from your heart. It can't come from the old should do this, should do that. And we can't save people, We can only follow our hearts and we make an impact. We totally do. But we can't go out and try to save people. That's just not. Basically, people have to save themselves. And in a way, it's pretty arrogant to think, oh, I've got to save people, or if I don't do this, then poor so-and-so, 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 even if it's poor groups of people, that's just coming from this kind of a, really place of privilege and arrogance, really, about, oh, I must save. I mean, yeah, I know I live in a beautiful privilege. I mean, I have a house. I have a wonderful husband. I have a great relationship. I have enough money. I eat. I have food to eat. So I know there are things I can do. I made a small donation, what I could afford, to the ACLU yesterday. But I'm not into touting all that I do or will do or have done. I just kind of feel like it's really nobody's business, And I'm doing as I feel called. I do a lot of volunteering, but a fair amount of it is for dancing. And to me, that's so joyful and so beautiful and so important to have that dance therapy, contra therapy, I like to call it. And so, then I do a lot of, you can call it volunteering. I do a lot where I am sending a lot of love out and focusing on that and my meditations and that kind of thing. I do a lot of healing work. I've done a lot of volunteer healing work for individual people. I've done, I'm doing a lot of healing work on myself still. So, anyway, sorry if I'm so kind of seem a little listless. It's because I am a little listless. And the lady just told me there's about a minute and a half left. So I'm thinking maybe the angels say, let's end it with a beautiful prayer. So they say, go ahead and do the chant for neutral mind, non-attachment, and that this is really needed in these times right now with the fear, the fear, the possibility of what could happen. And this will help kind of neutralize that fear. And let's put that out to the world. Asankanav Asankatav Agamagamasankalo Asankakahesirabadahoi Akarinam Akarisala Akarigyanagitagunaga Akarilakanabolanaban Akara So I hope you are all having a blessed day. I send you so much love, and so do the angels. They're blowing kisses, and I'm also blowing kisses. Much love to you all. Thanks for joining me.